Olgar, the G Magnificent vinyls came in, and seems we only got one. Guess we'll have to fight over it. You know what? Let's do it like the World Martial Arts Tournament.
So one of us is going to end up dying and being resurrected by glowing Dragon Balls?
No. One of the rules is no killing. So just no weapons, no killing. And if you get knocked out of the ring, you lose.
Alright, what? Okay.
Alright. Let's go. But first, let's draw the roll call!
Explorer from the unknown, Yellowcaster, Autogar.
Loyal and loud, Greencaster, Lay!
Paying respect to the original Japanese heroes,
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger,
Ultra Ranger.
Wow, I can't believe we fucking tied there. I guess we're just both evenly matched, so...
What do you mean tied? I easily kicked your ass.
I guess we'll just have to take the Steed vinyl, cut in half, and you go to get one half.
Lane, you do know that these vinyl figures come apart at the waist, right?
Oh, okay. Well, I'll take the top, you get the bottom.
Well, that's fine, because I got my own right here.
Shit! Hello, everyone.
Welcome to episode 21 of Ultra Ranger.
Yeah.
The show where we talk about Ultraman's past, present, and future.
Dragon Ball Super!
I said future, not super.
Sorry, I've been on a Dragon Ball Super kick.
So. Yeah, the dub.
Yeah, the English dub, which is like 38 episodes in, where the sub is apparently 114 episodes in.
No, we're only on like episode 113.
Oh, okay. Still.
You're like... 3 arcs behind.
Yeah, apparently.
That and Herpaders. I don't remember what I was going to say.
I don't know either.
I hate when that happens.
No.
Oh yeah, Godzilla and Kaiju in between.
Yes. But no. I did order me and Gar, like, as I think I did on the show. I ordered us Magnificent Final figures, and we did get 2 of them. And a little bonus, apparently Dark Mephisto figure.
Yes, from Ultraman Nexus.
Yeah, so I gave it to Gar, because he likes those little figures.
Yep.
I think that's how you said that that's always your favorite. Like, you'd like little figures.
Mm-hmm. Like I always like the 3/4-inch figures.
Mm-hmm. Because they're nice, and they're like, you know, it's always in a cool pose, and then it comes with a little standy that you can just, like, plop one of his feet into, and then he stays there. Doesn't move. But yeah, for this week we're talking about G episode 15, Ginga episode 5, and Orb episode 6.
Yep.
So, since we didn't... That's actually funny that, like, we didn't talk about an episode of Ginga, but we still caught up on, like, we matched the numbers for G and Ginga, but not Orb. If we didn't talk about Orb last week, then we would have been 5-5-5-5.
Standing by. But anyways, on to news.
Oh yeah, that's a thing.
First one is a death. Yes. Daimajin suit actor Riki Hashimoto passed away at the age of 83 due to lung cancer.
Oh.
Yes. He was best known for playing, playing baseball before suit acting.
Oh yeah, you said that on Extra Extra. You were like, he was a baseball player!
Yep. And not only that, but he went toe-to-toe with Bruce Lee in the 1972 film The Chinese Connection.
Or how it is out here, Fists of Fury.
Yeah, Fists of Fury. But he was also in a Gamera film. Gamera versus a Virus. And he wasn't really a monster, but he was, according to the casting, Dr. A.
So he's probably like a group of a couple doctors.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt he's probably just like a side character.
So we gotta look for Dr. A if we ever watch that movie.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. But Mr. Hashimoto, you will be missed.
Yep.
Hopefully you're playing baseball in heaven. Or you're getting a rematch with Bruce Lee.
Magnificent Bastard, I watched your toku!
Magnificent Bastard, I watched your toku. Next, Kamen Rider Kiva actor Shoma Yamamoto is to guest star in Ultraman Geed.
Saga?
Yep.
Or Taiga, I mean?
Taiga, or Shoma Yamamoto, best known as Taiga, aka Kamen Rider Saga, and Kamen Rider Kiga, Kiva. Kamen Rider Tiga. No, and Kamen Rider Kiva announced that he will have a voice acting role in the 18th episode of Ultraman Geed.
Cool.
No details at this time, but for a little fun fact, he was a part of the Dragon Knight Japanese dub.
Cool.
As Brad Barrett, aka Kamen Rider Thrust, and Power Rangers Dino Force Brave as the Brave Gold Dino Ranger.
Cool.
Oh, apparently he's also in Yu-Gi-Oh! Yu-Gi-Oh! Zexals and Vrains.
Okay.
So shows that we have not seen.
Yeah, Ichi has.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's the Yu-Gi-Oh! Guy.
Yeah, he's binge-watching every Yu-Gi-Oh! Show.
What did you think of Kamen Rider Saga in Kiva?
He was my favorite character in Kiva, period. It's fucking amazing.
He added a good dynamic to the show.
Yeah, and he was a fucking dude to be feared, and I was cheering for him to be like the true heir to the throne. And eventually he got the Dark Kiva powers, and he wielded them fucking like a badass.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Hopefully we catch him in episode 18.
I hope so.
Up next, Tatsusomi Hamada, best known as playing Riku in Ultraman Geed, is to play Mob in the live-action Mob Psycho 100, 100 drama.
Oh.
Mob Psycho was an anime that came out, I want to say, last year.
It looks like the character apparently is portraying looks like that guy from the like parody anime you showed me.
Oh, Otsumatsu-san?
Yeah.
Eh, not really.
Kind of look like the hair. The hair kind of looks like him.
The drama will be broadcasted on Terebi Tokyo starting January of 2018, every Thursday at 11 a.m. to 1:30 a.m.
It's true. Tokusatsu really just is the jump start for your career.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Kabuto got super fucking popular and stuff because of doing Toku. Deno, because of Toku. Gintaro, Koda, all because of Toku.
Next.
It's a good start.
Actress Moga Mogami comes out as a bisexual.
Cool.
In which, yeah, I can see it. I can honestly see it.
Hey.
For those that don't know, Moga Mogami was best known for playing Mana, aka Android 10, from Ultraman Ginga S, in which she, not to spoil a whole lot, but she is Tomoya's, like, love interest. Or at least Tomoya has feelings for the android.
Okay.
It's like a Krillin, but weird. The show titled Yume Nara Sama, Same Nada, or Nadi, is a show that focuses on female guests who talk about various aspects of love. Oh, and guess that's where she announced that she is bisexual.
There you go. It's reminding me of that, like, scene from Dodgeball, where it's just, like, you see, like, the love interest that Vince Vaughn's character likes in the movie, just ends up kissing this woman, and then the guy's behind him just like, I told you she was a lesbian. Hey! I'm not a lesbian. You're not? No. Bisexual just proceeds to kiss Vince Vaughn. I'm like, hey!
Yeah. For those that don't know, or have never heard the term, bisexual means that you...
like the dick and the pussy.
Or in politer terms, you have an interest for both male and females.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Anyways, congratulations on... I don't want to say coming out of the closet.
Congrats on...
exploring new aspects of life. That's the best way I can put it.
Yep.
Alright.
Wow.
Bluefin announces new pre-orders for Pacific Rim Uprising Tamashii Nation figures. In which...
what the fuck is that?
which they're the robot Damashi figures that we saw in the previous episode.
I don't know what the kaiju was.
Yeah.
Do you have a name for that kind
of Jew? Trying to find it. Rajin.
Huh.
Yeah. Electrifying Kaiju Rajin.
Or maybe it's Raijin.
Or Raijin.
Yeah, it's like Raiden, Raiden.
I don't know.
You're the lightning in that ring.
I like how big he is with the Gypsy Avenger.
Yeah, well, no, that's always the thing. The Kaiju have always been, like, super fucking huge.
And it's priced for $40.
$40.
$40. And it'll come out in February 2018. That's more or less it for that. Up next, Kamen Rider. You know how Kamen Rider has that toy line now that's called a Kamen Rider Converge, where it's like SD like little statues. Well, Ultraman's coming up with its first wave of figures, in which the first wave consists of the original Ultraman,
yep.
Ultraman G Primitive,
yeah.
Ultraman Zero Beyond, Ultraman Belial,
yeah.
Ultraman Tiga Multi-Type,
woo!
And Ultraman Orb Origin.
Fuck.
Yeah. The wave will be released in the following month of February. And there is no price for it yet.
Probably like 50, 60 bucks.
Yeah, probably.
Cool.
Ultraman. Up next, SH Figuarts Alien Zarba has been revealed. Alien Zarba is from the original Ultraman TV series.
Called Zarab.
Zarab. Or Zarba.
Well, no, there's no A at the end of his name.
True.
So it's Zarab.
Yeah, it is Zarab. Zarab. He made his first appearance in the 18th episode of the original series, Brother from Another Planet.
You meant to say Brother from Another Mother. I was like, oh. What Ultraman is he from?
He's from the original series.
Oh.
In which, that's why this figure resembles the original, like, suit, if the images would load. They won't load, but, yeah. So far, there is no release information, but it seems to be a Tamashii Web exclusive. So hopefully more information comes up of that soon. Next Figuart news, SH Figuarts Ultraman Orb Thunderbreaster and Alien Guts have been announced for release.
Oh, Thunderbreaster looks so good.
So I
love the proportions on him.
So I guess we're just skipping over Burmite and Hurricane Slash for now.
Yeah.
To release Thunderbreaster.
It's like Super Eye and Tamashii Nation's just new. Yeah, we know the form everyone fucking likes from Orb.
Yeah.
We'll give him Space and Zyperion, his Orb Origin form, his Red Orb Origin form,
yeah.
And then Thunderbreaster.
Hopefully, Burmite and Hurricane Slash end up getting a release in the future.
Mm-hmm.
But this figure will come out in March of 2018 and be priced at 6,480 yen.
There we go.
Yep.
But yes, I'm very excited for Thunderbreaster.
I am excited for it too. And Alien Guts, because Alien Guts is from the Ultra 7 two-parter, the Ultra 7 or the 7 Assassination Plan Part 1 and 2. Next, Kenan Elephant, AG Super Eye, and Ultraman 112 statue has been, release information.
Oh, that's neat.
So in which it's a statue of AG Super Eye, more or less chit-chatting with the suit actor for Ultraman inside the Ultraman suit.
That's cool. That's a nice touch.
The stance will if you see the stance, you can tell that it's from the cover of the book AG Tsuburaya, Master of Monsters.
Oh, it was that book that I saw in Anime Extreme, and then you like lost your shit over.
Yes.
You're like,
and I still need that book.
Yeah, I flipped through when I saw it, and I was like, "This is a pretty cool book."
Because it goes over AG Tsuburaya's whole entire career. From like.
And he looks badass in that suit and hat.
Yep.
Neat.
Well, that's it for news. Let's talk about Ultraman G.
Whoa!
Episode 15, Child of Battle. This is the second part of the two-parter that started last week.
Yeah, so I don't think Moa got sucked into another dimension because, like...
Yeah, Rem explains that, they weren't sent into another dimension. They were just sent to, like, the forest outside of town.
You know what? It was probably because Kuruto couldn't, properly harness Zygon's power or whatever. So, that's what I like to think.
Well, it's either that or he didn't really want to cause any harm.
But yeah, so we got some more backstory about him and, even Xena. Mm-hmm. And, so we find out, Xena used to, trained a bunch of children or whatever to be, soldiers to, fight for Planet Shadow.
In the previous episode, Kuruto was going through, the AIB storage, in which he typed in the password, Gabra Kanel, which I thought that was the name of the armlet, but it actually turns out to be a translation from the Shadow Race, meaning Child of Battle, which, to them, that's a warrior.
Yep.
In which, again, like you just mentioned, we got some a backstory on Xena, in which instead of a captain, he was known as a drill master.
Yeah, so he was pretty much a drill sergeant.
Yeah.
So he trained soldiers. So that was cool. How this episode kind of turned out was just, you think, Moa's, trying to, getting closer to Kuroto and just, trying to, make him realize, what he's trying to do, what he's doing is, wrong, and he shouldn't do it, and he should be, good. A good alien like Xena is, and that's not how that goes. This episode actually ends on a very fucking sad note, and it actually changes Moa a bit.
It ends on a downer, yeah.
It Kuroto's death kind of just changed her and made her realize I got to be a bit more serious, or else I'm gonna lose someone again, like we did Kuruto. And so that was some interesting development for her, and I think it was development that she needed, so that was good. Mm-hmm. Even Xena gave her some respect. He didn't say it to her directly, even though Zero Lito had suggested that he should.
Yeah, not Zero, actual Lito.
Yeah, and yes, the AIB needs Moa. And then he's telling this to Zero, but then Lito's just like, you know what? Why don't you tell her that yourself? I think she needs to hear that. And, she hurts her ankle when she crashed or whatever like that, and then,
she helps out Kuroto a bit, in which Kuroto's like, why didn't you run when I collapsed? Well, I can't really run right now, can I?
And they, actually try, relating to each other, where it's just like, oh, he's always telling me, Rookie, do this, Rookie.
Gabrak, set up your rifle properly.
And they're just, saying it both at the same time, and they just have a laugh, and, she thinks she's, winning him over, and just,
But then the armlet fully recharges, and then he tries to book it.
Yeah. And, Xena tries to talk him to convince him otherwise, and he's just like, no, you abandoned us when we needed you, our plan was destroyed, and, I still have, my respect as a soldier or whatever like that. And
even Zero tries to convince him to turn over to good, because he tells him, hey, Belial's still alive. It would be better if we had you as a comrade than than enemy.
Yeah, but then just his pride was just too big, and he just really, 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 really wanted to, that was Gar crushing a bug.
Yeah.
And he just really wanted... He didn't want to, and it ended up costing his life. It was actually pretty fucking cool what he was doing. He was, setting off a dimensional portal again, and so,
he was about to fire the Zygon.
Yeah, so G goes Magnificent, puts up a barrier, and Zero notices what he's doing, so he's like, oh, that's a good idea. Goes Beyond, also makes a barrier, and they kind of push their barriers towards...
To make a sphere around the Zagan.
Zagan, so he can...
Or Zagan.
Yeah.
It's weird how the kaiju's name is, like, Space-Time God Destroyer, or Space-Time Destroyer God Zagan, but his name is Zagant. It feels like Zagant should be his name, then Zagan.
I just call him Zagan. Whatever. It's easier.
But it's like, they put their force, like, they put their barriers together to create a force field sphere, so I was just thinking, oh god, it's Plan Z from Gamera! Quick, get the rocket!
The fucking rocket?
You're somebody else's problem now.
Yeah, and just, like I said, like, this episode was just... It gave Moa some development she really needed, and I like that.
But
and like,
then there was the depressing thing. Kuroto accepts his death.
Yeah. He's like, if I die...
Like, because all he kept repeating was, Kama Tahal Shadow, meaning, may Shadow rest in eternity.
Yeah.
So he just... He didn't care anymore.
No. Well, it's not that he didn't care. It's just, like, he wanted to defend his planet, even though it was destroyed. He just kept his pride as of who he was and, like, what he was, as a which was a soldier. So, mad respect to him. And honestly, good acting by Geki Red's actor. Like, it's amazing. Like, it shows how great actors are. Like, he can be, like, this kind of dumb red Sentai leader who was a kid who was raised in the jungle. And, you know, he just had his words for stuff that, like, he was experiencing. And then to go, like, 10 years later to be in this. And I'm like, wow, that's impressive.
Who knows, man?
Yeah. And then, like, we got this really touching scene, like, where, like, Riku knows his Moa, whatever, like that. And actually, we get an origin as to how Moa joined the AIB, and that was interesting. Mm-hmm. She, like, found an alien who was injured and, like, was treating her. And Xena, treating him, and Xena just finds her, and it's like, whoa, you're not scared? And she's like, no. I just don't want to sit around and do nothing. And
well,
like,
no, it was more or less, it's like, well, I know he's not going to hurt me, because he's injured.
Yeah, and I guess that just kind of convinced Xena, come with me.
Come with me if you want to.
I like to think of it as like a Men in Black situation, when, like, Kay was recruiting Jay into the MIB.
Oh, why didn't you shoot her? Well, she's carrying books.
Or no, it's like, why did you shoot the girl?
Oh.
It's like, oh, she's carrying quantum physics book.
That's it. It was like, oh, I can't.
That took me until, like, my fourth viewing of the movie to realize that. I was like, oh.
Ah, Bach.
And he was the only one to think, hey, maybe I should take this table in the middle of the room and just pull it towards me and write my fucking paper on there.
Yeah.
That was great. Xena finds out that Riku's Gene, and it's like, ah, so you're Gene, huh? And Riku's like, yes! I'm Ultraman Gene! And Zero's just like, Zero's just like, you're fucking telling him? Really?
And then Zero follows Xena around the entire episode.
Well, because he doesn't fucking trust him. He's like, what if you're just working together with him? And
huh? What if I can't trust you?
And Xena's like, you can trust me.
And it's just, he just follows him.
Yeah,
I was kind of disappointed that we didn't have anything about Lito being like, hey, can I go home now? It's like, no, I'll follow him.
No, Lito accepts his duty and he knows what he has to do, so he's just letting Zero do what he needs to.
But that's going to be depressing, though.
Mm-hmm.
Where at the end of the series, we are going to have to see Lito and Zero unbond with each other.
Oh, that's
good. And where Zero's going to have to return back to his duties.
And Lito's just going to be like, he'll come back in the movie.
Yeah. And then, like, Lito just has another kid. And Zero's like, this isn't mine, right? Of course not. Oh.
And he's like, of course not. Just, oh, aren't you a cute little baby? Ah!
Oh, he's about to say his first words, honey. Oh, is it gonna be mom or dad?
Wait, what are those two, just gross little, two little zero sluggers on top of his head?
He's honey! A demon! We have a demon! Where's my Ultraman? What?
Where's my Ultraman? Why do you need to know?
That's the title of the episode. Where's my Ultraman? Is there anything else that happened this episode that we can actually name off the top of our heads?
Pega was rooting for them at Nebula House.
Pega does nothing except...
Kay is still nowhere to be seen.
Kay's in a coma somewhere.
Kay's a piece of shit. He's trying to be Juggler when Juggler's obviously the better villain. But no, that was it. And I didn't even watch the preview for next episode G because I wanted to keep it a surprise.
You sure?
Yeah.
You 100% sure? I'm
sure.
You 100%. Okay, we'll tell you.
Okay, thank you.
Ultra Capsule Navi, episode 14. Ultra Hero, Ultraman Victory. Don't give a shit.
Size, zero to infinity.
Wait,
zero to
infinity. No, it's height. His height is microscopic to infinite.
No, but then his weight is also
zero to infinity. Yeah.
He's like, you fucking piece of shit.
Like, come on, he's gotta have a standard weight and height.
No, he doesn't.
Bullshit.
Well, like, whatever it is when he's just regular Ultraman Victory.
And then the kaiju is the Galactic Emperor Kaiser Belial.
Which, I was like, I want that Ultra Capsule.
Well, it comes in a set. Yeah.
Mm.
Height, 55 meters. Weight, 66,000 tons.
I hope our middleman ordered our Magnificent Capsule sets.
I hope so, too.
Because I want my fucking Magnificent, and I want my King Joe and Zetan.
And our special tech... And his special technique is the Decium Ray. Even though I don't really need a final attack since
Kaiser
I have
Belial's
my claws.
Just like, all he is just regular Belial, but with a fucking badass fucking, like, Emperor's mantle.
Then he wears the mark of Scar on his face.
Deception!
And outrage!
Disgrace!
For shame!
Oh god, I love fucking Lion King 2, Simba's Pride.
Well, did you hear what happened today?
Rafiki's VA died.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sad.
That's
I watched the scene where, like, he's like, Simba is alive?
He's alive!
He's alive!
Or, you know, the famous line, it's like, yes, the past can hurt. Either you run from it,
or you choose to accept it.
Or learn from it.
Learn from it, yeah. No, my favorite still from Lion King 1 is just when Simba fucking goes to Scar and just goes, Mufasa, no, you're dead. And I'm just like, oh, shit. He scared Scar for, like, a second.
Yeah. All right, on to Ginga, 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 Ginga. So, episode 5, The Hater of Dreams.
Yeah, fucking Tomoya is an asshole.
Yeah.
He's a little fucking...
No, I just want to quickly mention, the first 4 minutes after the opening is nothing but a recap of the first 4 episodes.
Yeah!
It's like, why? Also, how? But why?
So also we get to see what happens to Ginga when his color timer runs out, he just dissipates.
Yeah, he
just Hikari can't be fucking Ginga.
It's weird.
Yeah,
no.
Like I said, the Tiga dub taught me originally that if an Ultraman's color timer went out, you die. Oh. Ultraman Tiga dies. So I just thought that was always a thing. So when I was watching like Orbs, I'm like, oh, his color timer's going, he's gonna die, and you were just like, no, that's they run out of energy.
Yeah, they
don't
have
die.
And they revert back to their human form.
And then they need to recharge by going to the sun. Because that's where they're always flying to when they're done in battle.
But this episode's just weird.
Like, first off, like, okay,
You have the stuff with Kenta.
Well, first off, yeah. So, like, Chigusa finds out about, like,
Hikaru being Ultraman.
Hikaru, Ginga, and blah, blah, blah. And so they're like, okay. And then Hikaru just Hikaru just decides to be a dick. Let's keep this from Kenta. And I'm like, why? Who the fuck cares?
He's also your friend.
Yeah, he's not gonna tell anybody. He finds out anyways, so like, what the fuck? And he comes in at the wrong time.
It's like, you guys are talking about me behind my back.
And he's like, no, and then runs off, and he's like all upset. And like,
he just can't.
He actually becomes an asshole when he gets the dark spark in
him. There's good concepts in this show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was rewatching the third episode, which was also Kenta focused. And just, Kenta's one of my favorite side characters in Ultraman.
I've gotten actually pretty used to Chigusa. She's adorable.
I still can't stand her voice.
No, I love her squeaky little voice. It's cute.
Squeaky little voice?
She wants to be an idol. Yeah, and so that's why, like, Kent has, like, the dark spark, and he goes...
Yeah, because Valkyrie gave it to him.
Because he's like, oh, maybe I can destroy the school and the city, and then I can take pictures of it, and I can win the Pulitzer Prize, and then Chigusa's like, no, why don't you take a picture of me? Oh, what, is an idol? We both know that's never gonna fucking happen. And, like, you see, like, it actually fucking makes her upset. No, and I'm like, yeah, I know this is just, the dark spark part of you saying this, but fuck you!
But then there's this Hikari, it's like, apologize to her. Pushes him, and it's like...
Punches him in the face!
Yeah, Hikaru is like, sorry, but you were friend. Boom!
Fuck that, you!
And he goes, like, he clocks him out.
Yeah, and apparently that, like, gets rid of, like, the influence on the dark spark has on him. And then, like,
I'm sorry, but he literally just clocks Kenta down to the ground.
That's the thing in any Japanese drama or anime. If your friend's being a total dickbag or being under the influence of something,
punch
him in the face, and that'll put him back.
Got a problem? Punch it.
Fish are hungry? Punch it.
Electricity? Punch it.
And
then Kenta goes up to Chigusa being like, I don't know why, but I have a feeling I should apologize.
Chigusa's like, it's okay, I know you didn't read it. And, like, deep in the back of her mind, it's like, yeah, no.
Yeah,
no,
it's like, yeah, what's the rest of this episode? But, oh, yuck, John Killer. And it's just like, oh, yeah, Kenta was in the John Killer.
Yeah.
It's like,
apparently it wasn't actually John Killer or something.
Yeah, it was like a hologram.
Yeah, and I'm like, what the fuck's
But then the real on? John Killer shows up, and it's like, oh, it's Tomoya and Ultraman Taro.
Yeah, I love it. Like, Hikaru just sees Tomoya, and he's just like, oh, it was you. And I'm like, oh. So they're not even fucking fazed by it. You don't even call him by his name, just, oh, it's you.
Come on, I set all this up
and, like, he's
to be the dramatic reveal.
And, like, I remember I liked Tomoya the first time I watched, like, the first half of Ginga, because, like, actually, where this episode, this is where I left off, because that's when, like, the hiatus went on when they didn't
You didn't watch
up.
Episode 6? Where...
I've never finished Ginga. So I don't know what happens past... I just, Tiga Dark showed up, and I was like, ooh, I can't wait! Next week. Where's the new episode? Week later.
No.
Where's the next episode?
No, the subgroup that did Ginga at the time, subbed episode 6.
Oh, okay. Then I just never watched. Maybe I did, and then, yeah, I just stopped watching because it took so long to sub the next episode.
They never subbed it.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like how nobody touched Ultraman Ginga S either.
So, like, and Hikaru finds out something interesting. So, like, he figures out about the color timer, and Taro is just like, oh, yeah, no, like, if you burn out energy, you can't be Ginga. And so, and then they're like, he's like, yeah, but Kaijus don't run out of energy. And he actually uses, Kemuman or whatever.
Yeah, Kemuman.
Pretty, yeah, it's just like, Ultra Laibu! Kemu! and he, like, uses, like, he sprouts ink on himself to, like,
Turn
himself invisible to stick on the John Killer.
Teleporting goo, as it's called.
Oh, yeah. And, like, I forgot his name, the English-speaking dude. The lackey, the monster lackey.
Oh, Vlackey.
Yeah. Was that his name?
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, he goes up, he's like, oi, oi, my friend!
My friend!
My friend!
Or, like, at... Like, Antigua Dark shows up. He's like, Ultra Antigua Dark.
That's not the normal Tiga, no, like, you know.
It's like, you guys can't hear me, can you? Because, like, they're, like, Tomoya and Hikaru are, like, off in the distance. Where Valky's, like, all the way over here talking. It's like...
Yeah, no, what's interesting, too, is, like, it's not like a Tiga Dark Spark Doll. It's just the guy, the villain has Tiga, the Tiga Spark Doll, and he uses the Dark Spark to turn it into Tiga Dark. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Tiga Dark. It's weird. They released the Ginga Spark and the Dark Spark, but they don't release the other three versions of the Sparks.
Nope.
Like, they don't release, like, a translucent, like, purple one where all, like, where the Monsters of the Week use.
The Ginga Spark is so fucking expensive.
They don't sell, like, they never made the blue translucent one that Hikaru and his friends use by the end of Ginga. Nor do they ever release the monster live.
It's cool though that they released Tomoya's
laptop gun. Or
yeah, tablet gun.
Yeah, tablet gun.
Yeah. Something. I like that. Yeah, no, this episode wasn't too bad.
Oh yeah, we also meet Tomoya's dad, in which it's hinted at he's the Dark Master of the show.
Well, it's also that, like, yeah, Tomoya's an asshole because he's like, oh, is it wrong that, like, I don't have a dream? And just, like, his dad looks up to him while he's, like, on his laptop. I didn't say that
at all.
So.
Yeah, this episode was okay.
Hey, Gar.
What?
Do you want the Dark Spark?
How much?
Too bad, it's like $510. It's $493 with $25 shipping.
That's so much.
I know. Why is the Ultra... Okay, no. Well, this guy's selling the Ultra Active Ginga for $143. I can go down to Anime Extreme or from our middleman who came from Japan, get it for $40.
If he even has it anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, yeah, let's... Gang is done. All right. On to Orb. Episode 6 of the Forbidden Forest.
So we meet Don Nostra and his space syndicate.
The Planetary Invasion Syndicate. In which it has Don Nostra, which is alien Mephiles.
Metron.
Yes, Tarud, who is the alien Metron. And Nagus, who is the alien Knackle. In which they discuss that, yeah, our plans are kind of shit now. It's like, people aren't buying as many cigarettes anymore.
Yeah, so we can't use those hallucinogenic cigarettes. And I'm just watching that and I'm like, I watched that episode of Ultra
7,
so I get that.
Yeah, you
get
that joke.
Hey! I got an Ultraman reference!
And then you have Knackle, where it's like, why don't we just blow up the planet?
And Don Astro's just like, no.
That's like, hello, Ultraman Orb.
Just not gonna let that happen.
Yeah. Duh.
And then, who walks in, then fucking Jugless Juggler himself, and he's like, well, guys, I have a great idea. Who the fuck are you? Juggler. Yes, I've heard about you.
Just, guys, it's simple. We killed the bat.
We killed the Ultraman.
We killed the Ultra.
If it's so simple, why haven't you done it? My mother always said, if you're going to do something, never do it for free.
Enough with the clown.
Oh, I like that YouTube poop. If you're good at something, never do it. actually, like, later... That they kind of make an Orb Origin Saga reference where it's like, should we trust that guy? I mean, I heard they used to be on the side of light.
Yeah, he used to fight for the side of good.
And I was like, ooh, callback!
But then Mephiles, or like Don Nosher, is like, don't worry, my children. We got the Trump card.
Which is the Belial card. And I was like,
eee! It's like, Just, we got the Trump card. And now I just want somebody to Photoshop Donald Trump's face over the card. Like the generic.
Ultraman Trump.
Ultraman Trump. I will build a wall.
Build an ultra wall.
Around the kaijus, and I'll make them pay for it.
But no, I love the Belial fusion card. It's just, its art is so cool. He has his fucking claws up just like this, and just looking all diabolical. Like, I'm super jealous of Gar having that card.
Oh, I was so glad when I finally got that Thunderbuster set. Dave's
just like, oh, we got the Thunderbuster set on
the way. No, Dave, he never had it.
Oh.
It was that hard to find.
Oh, wow.
I was just lucky that I found one for $25.
There you go. And then, like, guy's, like, hanging out on a hammock reading a, like, magazine or something like that. Like, with his
put his shirt on.
Yeah, because, like, obviously, you know, he just doesn't want,
like, oh, God, he's so hot!
Yeah, to keep staring at him. And, this episode's just kind of them going through a forest, and then one of the generals, like, goes down and, like, uses its distortion machine to kind of make them keep running fucking circles. So.
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah, and, like, I love SSP. I love the SSP.
Something said to people, go!
No! Like,
go for it!
They're just, like I keep saying every episode, they're so fun.
And if any of you can do, I can do, no. But yeah, it's just like they go into the Forbidden Forest. Ooh. And what do they find? They find Nagus with his two henchmen that are also in tuxedos wearing sunglasses. Yeah, okay.
That was weird.
That happened. And it's like, oh, no matter where we run, they're always in front of us. It's like, gee, it's like if this forest is possessed by ghosts or something. And which we do find a ghost. Oh. But yeah, they end up making it out of the forest because, like, the reason why Nagus is trying to kill them in the forest is because that's where their spaceship is.
Yep.
It's like, I don't want you guys here with us. Nope. Also, apparently there's more kaiju cards because Nagus, Metron have them as well.
Huh. Oh yeah, because they're playing, like, kaiju poker and just fucking, like, he's like, ha, I got 3 wind kaijus, beat that, and then just
Juggler's
five,
like,
kings.
It's like, 5 kings,
go fuck yourself. And he's like, piece of shit.
Just, he pulls out his gun, Juggler pulls out his sword. Let's see who's quicker, your gun or my sword. Fine,
piece of shit,
you monster. Thank you. Juggler summons the super beast Aribunta, to in which he looks like an ant. He's an ant.
Yep.
In which Orb comes out, defeats him. This is the first episode, though, since he's gotten Hurricane Slash, where he does all 3 transformations.
Yeah. That was cool. Yeah.
True Guy never encountered Juggler.
Also, I'm surprised, and also none of the SSP questioned the fact that Guy was, like, deflecting laser blasts with his bare hands. Like, I was watching it, and I'm like, okay, guys, you have to realize something's up with this man.
No, come on. Just, they literally see him transform. Nah, I don't see. What?
You know, it's just, like, Orb's possessing Guy, like. Just using him to, like, as a disguise.
It's like in DBZ.
Guy's just like, no, guys, I am Orb.
It's like in DBZ of Bridge, where when Perfect Cell splits into 4 and he starts fighting Goku. Just, Mr. Satan, how can you explain this? Oh, you know mirrors, Jimmy? I certainly do. Well, there you go. That also makes sense. Just lasers, Jimmy. Alright, it's like, oh yeah, apparently the forest is about to be, like destroyed and turned into
a... But then because
they
find, like, a grave of, like, a princess who died there, like, hundreds of years ago, they have to, like, move it somewhere else. So I was like, yay, the forest is saved.
Yeah.
I don't want to destroy a forest just to make a building.
We built this forest. We built this forest on rock and wood.
Yes. Yeah, anyways, those were pretty much
the it was a pretty short episode.
No, it's not until we get to the halfway point that, like, shit gets fucking really, really good.
Yeah, the next, I want to say, 6 episodes of Orb are kind of boring. Or at least the next 5 episodes are kind of boring.
Yeah.
Because they're just generic Kaiju of the Week episodes.
Yeah, once Thunderbuster comes in the mix, then
Once the episode titled Juggler Dies comes in.
Yeah. Also, we see, like, Juggler also kind of reveals that, like, you know, like, oh, Orb's, like, you know, he can't use his original form because it's too powerful, so he's
He doesn't say that in this episode.
Well, he talks about his origin form. He does.
Not in this episode.
Yeah, he mentioned it.
I thought he only mentioned about the 5 kings.
No. He also said, like, oh, Orb doesn't use his original form because it's, like, too powerful, so he has to rely on powers of other Ultraman to fight.
So if Goku was Ultraman Orb, he would hate it because he would have to share, like, he's basically...
It's like when he used Super Saiyan God, yeah.
Like he feels half-assed.
Yeah, but now Super Saiyan God's his fucking base form, so...
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
I don't think that's true.
No, Beerus said it. He's like, your body got used to God, and even though you don't have, like, the red hair and eyes, you have the power of Super Saiyan God.
I got the power!
That's why he's able to go Super Saiyan Blue. Hmm. Or for the dummies, Super Saiyan God, Super Saiyan.
Super Saiyan God, yeah. But anyways, I think that's where we should wrap it up this week. It was a pretty short week.
Yeah.
Pretty short episode.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this was episode 21 of Ultra Ranger. Where's my Ultraman? If you want to follow me on Twitter, you can follow me at twitter.com/AutobotAutoRod. For Lane, you can follow him at twitter.com/Lane_. If you want to read my thoughts on other tokusatsu stuff, such as Kaiju, or not even Kaiju, but like Kamen Rider Build in some Super Sentai stuff, you can check out my Facebook page at facebook.com/GarsTokuBlogs. If you want to find out more information about Cast Ranger, you can find us at facebook.com/rscastranger. For older episodes, you can check out castranger.podbean.com, or you can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/RadioSentaiCastRanger. And just a reminder, Ultraman Jeed, Ultraman Ginga, and Ultraman Orb are all available legally on Crunchyroll.
Yeah, Crunchyroll. Fuck English dubs.
Yeah, Lane's upset that the English dub of Dragon Ball Super isn't on Crunchyroll. Which makes sense because, you know, they didn't get the rights to Super till till the very end of the Future Trunks arc.
I cannot wait for Team 4-Star to eventually fucking embrace Super if they do.
They're not going to. They're going to end with the Boo arc.
No, but I want to see Bridged Beerus.
No.
Give us at least a clip of a Bridged Beerus and Whis.
We have.
We have?
Yes, they've done it.
Oh, okay. Okay. I gotta watch that. Goodbye, everybody.
And may the schwa protect you.
May the folks be with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.